If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. And I have a major rock star with me today, Eden Sassoon.
Hi, thank you, Alex, for having me.
Yes, are you kidding me? I have interviewed this woman multiple times. She is amazing. She is the CEO and founder of Eden by Eden Sassoon. And yes, the daughter of the legendary beauty icon, Vidal Sassoon. So that's probably a really good place to start. Is the legacy that you come from. What did your dad create, and how has it impacted your life?
God, it just gives me the chills every time. You know, growing up in the household of Sassoon and just wanting to be this normal little girl, which I was, or I think I was, it was an empire, you know? He created this empire. He started with a pair of scissors, and he started with the gut instinct of, this is what I want to do, or this is what I don't want to do, and I'm going to do it this way. And it took him a handful of years to make it from nothing to the top. And that man didn't stop until. And so, you know, at some point when obviously he met mom and had children, I saw this really hardworking, intense individual who also gave a lot of love to his kids. But I just was born into this world, you know, with all this going on. And after school, we'd go into these like offices, and I'm talking floors and floors, and there's rims of shampoo, and there's people. And I'm like, this is normal to me. I'm just going to go run around and play. And then I'd come home, and there'd be like, you open a closet, and you've got just product and more product, and kind of like my bathroom now. It's ridiculous. So it was really, you know, at the time, okay. This makes sense to me, I guess.
It's just your life. It was
just
normal.
It was just, all right, we're going to just go to salons, and we're going to go to offices, and we're going to do this. And it was normal. It was just the way life was for me.
Did you feel like you got to be a kid, or did it force you to grow up faster?
But, you know, that's a really good question. I think emotionally, I definitely got to be a kid. He gave us every experience we could ever want and every opportunity to travel and to, he was more in the, you know, into let's create this life and what does it mean? And let's take the kids to Israel and London every summer and get them to see the world in third world countries. And really, you know, they've been given, or I created this opportunity for them. So now let me show them the other side of life. So he raised us really, I'll pay for anything education, and I'll pay for anything health and fitness. And that was pretty much it. The rest, he's like, get out there and work for it.
Wow. So he really did instill that work ethic
in
you.
Yes.
Because sometimes that isn't the case when you are born into an empire. Sometimes it's like, okay, my kids, they're set. Done. But for you, he really taught you work ethics. So tell me how that showed up in your life.
I mean, that's interesting because I can do it. I can do it. You know, being raised this way, I can do it. And so I worked many, many, many jobs, constant. And I'm like, who am I? Where's me? That's because he would always ask me, you know, I thought getting married and having kids was my way out. I don't need to work. I'll be a mom. No. Motherhood's, you know, working, but that's not my kind of work that I need to fulfill me every single day. And so one day we had this long talk. He knew he was dying with leukemia. I didn't know. And he said, darling, what are you going to do with your life? And I said to myself, what is he asking me? What do you mean, what am I going to do with my life? I just had two kids. Oh, but wait, he's right. I'm in a miserable marriage. I'm physically trying to get better. But what am I going to do with my life? Is this really enough? When my kids get older, where does this stand? So cut to, I was taking Pilates and doing it every single day. And it was changing me from the inside out. And then the body was coming back to the shape and the sense of who I really am. And it's this powerhouse. And it comes from within. It's my core. It's my gut. And so I started thinking, who am I? What do I want to leave here? And if I need to get into some sort of business, I am not the woman that's going to sit behind a computer all day long or be entrapped within four walls all day long. So I want to pay this forward. I love what I'm doing. It's changing me. I want women to feel the way I feel. And so my first thing was opening my first Pilates studio.
So he was asking you more so from a purposeful level,
100%.
Not who are you title wise, but what legacy do you want to leave in the same way that he left a legacy?
Exactly.
And that's your advice for entrepreneurs, is to really, really lead both their business and the decisions they make behind it with the legacy. What is it that they're trying to do, right?
What's your intention and what are you going to leave behind? And then also, you know, lead by example. How do you live your life? Because your team and the people that work with you or others that look at you and say, I want what she has. I want to do what she's doing. I want that spark. I want that joy. Well, people are like, what do you do for fun? What do you mean, what do I do for fun? I live my life because I've opened these businesses that are my life. They come from my inside. My salon is how I was raised. It's my father's legacy. It's also my beauty gives back that I get to unite this industry. So I created and opened a salon thinking I'm going to do a nonprofit within this industry to bring everyone together. What's my intention? My intention is to give back, to help change the world. What's my intention with the salon? It's carry on a legacy that, you know, was one of the pioneers in this industry. That's part of who I am as a child. My Pilates studio, he got me into Pilates because he knew that it was the sense of self. Your mind is as strong as your body's as strong as your mind together. So I took that and said, this is who I am. This is the woman that I am. I want everyone to feel, if they want to, what I feel, what I know, what I have. So my businesses are my life.
Right.
And it's just paying it forward. Now, going into it, at some point, yeah, your business finances, they need to match up. You know, I can't just kind of keep dishing money out and dishing money out. So if I'm not a numbers girl, which I'm not, you start talking numbers to me and my team knows my brain, literally, which I'm learning, Tony Robbins, thank you, that when numbers come up, I need to get excited and I need to know them. I want to be involved. I'm usually like, you take care of it. I'll be back. I'm going to go, you know, work out. I'm going to go talk to someone. I'm going to change someone's life from the inside out. It's important to know these numbers. I'm going through that now. So 10 years later, 5 years later from each business, knowing, you know, because my dad said, you're only as good as your team. So the team I bring on, well, guess what? You guys are going to do the numbers. And we're going to meet and we're going to talk about it. And I trust you. And that's another thing. But my trust comes from my gut.
And so you do feel like you have a team right now that you really
without
really
them,
trust.
I wouldn't have my businesses.
But at the same time, you feel it's important to have a hand and know every part of your business. You're starting to implement that.
Theory. Within myself.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of emotional change that was going on in my life during all this time. You know, and that's how I opened these businesses, because one was coming from, okay, what are you going to do? I'm going to get a divorce. I need to, you know, I want to open this business. I want to pay it forward. So at the time I had a partner. You can't do everything. I'm not like, you know, let me run this business. It's all mine. And I'm going to take, no, I know what I'm good at. And that's what I'm going to push forward. So know your role. I know my role.
What would you say is your strength and your role in the business?
Being me, which sometimes can be the hardest, because I can't be everywhere all the time. So when I'm doing Pilates and I'm with my clients and I'm running it with Lexi and I'm working on opening a school to instruct other instructors on our method, the way that, you know, we really share ourselves, I'm not being able to go to the salon and be me there. So then you sort of have to lean on a group of people like, look, you got to get into their hearts. You got to get into their minds. You know, you're not just a hairdresser. Who are you? The same question he asked me. See how this is all like sort of coming back around?
Yeah.
It's really a lot deeper than just, let me open a business. because that's not who I am.
Well, it's amazing because there are many Pilates studios, there are many salons, but at the end of the day, a customer is going to choose at the end of the day who they fall in love with the most. And more and more, the lines are being blurred between personal and professional. Mm-hmm. And I think there's more opportunity than ever to be yourself and have that be your strength, as you said.
You know, I watched my father be exactly that. And then when I was taught by a gentleman, Michael Baruch, who helped me open the salon in the beginning, he said, you know, when we go to lunch and we meet with people, it's not about the business we're talking about. It's about the relationship that we are making. And I was like, duh, you know,
yeah,
but I'll, it'll
like,
always stick with me because it's not. It's really not about if you're going to a business lunch and you're talking about one specific thing. I went in with my brother. We were talking about a thing in New York. We're talking with like head guys of multi-million billion dollar companies. And like I'm sitting and we're laughing and these men are nothing else but just falling in love with my personality and my strength and my, you know, I'm on. There's me and like six men. And my brother's like, what did you just do in that room? I said, I was just myself. What did you do? Now, those men fell in love with me and will do anything with me.
Well, it's amazing how if you're in love with yourself and you're confident,
that's a whole other topic,
right? Then that's what you attract.
Exactly.
And so we're going to take a brief break on that note. Okay. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about being yourself, having it be your strength, and all that good stuff. Eden Sassoon, she's amazing, CEO and founder of Eden by Eden Sassoon. And we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Yeah. Yay.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit *848. That's *848. *848.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Convention in Denver is where 10,000 veterinarians, professors, and speakers come together to discuss industry advances and issues such as food animal safety, well-being, obesity, and One Health. We caught up with Dr. John DeYoung, AVMA president and companion animal veterinarian and surgeon, about the latest technology.
I would say in the last couple of years, dental radiography has become a big thing in a lot of practices. We brought it into our practice a couple of years ago, and we're using it a great deal on three, 4 days a week. And there's always ultrasound and endoscopy and everything else that's always being refined and made better and better.
And telemedicine is playing a role.
It's growing. It's already in the human field. And there are many rural areas where veterinarians can't get to that there's definitely a place for doing so.
The AVMA is a strong believer in One Health, the intersection of health care for humans, animals, and the environment to help foster well-being and save lives. There's more valuable information at avma.org. That's avma.org.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. We're talking to Eden Sassoon today. She's the CEO and founder of Eden by Eden Sassoon. And if you're just joining us, yes, the daughter of the legendary beauty icon Vidal Sassoon. So much to learn from her and her family. Let's go back to your dad for a second. What would you say is the number one entrepreneurial lesson that he taught you?
Fear.
Interesting.
I went to the house and I started to cry and he said, I didn't raise you like this. You go in there and you do it.
Wow.
You do it. And then also he said, you don't use your own money. And I said, no, I'm going to bet on myself. And I've used all my own money.
Oh, so you didn't take that piece of advice?
Not yet. Now, after the first 9 years and the five years at the salon, anything from here on out, for the most part, I'll use other people's money.
Like investors or, okay. So are you glad that you invested in yourself though
100%,
in the beginning?
100%.
What did that provide for you?
Security. Like I come from the gut that if someone were to be standing or sitting next to me telling me how to run my own business as far as because everything is me, that person would be telling me how to run myself. And there is no way. It has to be a collective consciousness, this team that I build together, and together we grow. So money can be the root of all evil, or just make it just more powerful and incredible and feed that energy. But no, in the beginning, I was betting on myself 100%.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I love what you said about fear, because fear never really goes away as an entrepreneur. You just have to act anyway.
100, yeah. You need, I don't run myself on fear, and I don't think of the numbers. And usually people, all they're doing is thinking in numbers, numbers, numbers. I'm scared. I'm going to have no money, blah, blah, blah. The story's going to play itself out and on and on and on. I don't think of any of that. I think of how am I going to pay this forward, and how is this going to impact that person? And all of a sudden, you're just kind of just growing and growing and growing. And it's really like your intention. You set your intention, and if it's money at the end of the day, I guarantee you, I mean, unless you're rolling the dice and you're lucky, along the way, there's going to be some difficulties, which yeah. I'm not saying that there aren't for me, but my intention and the outcome is different. And so the journey is different.
When you put good out there, good's going to come back to you. So it's worked out for you.
Completely. But some people don't understand that, you know, that we are energy and what you put out, you get back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So at what point did you decide, okay, I'm going to use entrepreneurship as that vehicle to live out my intention?
When I knew that I was in a my life circumstances weren't living up to the woman that I was. You know, I'm sober for 4.5 years. I was in a marriage that I wasn't happy with this gentleman. He's now my best friend, and his wife is my sister. I think it was my life circumstance. I said, wait, what's going on around me? And then my father asked me, what are you going to do with your life? What? It's like shaking someone and saying, wake up. And I'm like, okay, I don't have a choice. At this point, this needs to end. This needs to happen. At that point, like you set and you run fast and you make things happen.
And so you have your Pilates studio and your salon and beauty.
I have two Pilates studios right now, and I have the salon, and one right now is enough. And from that, I opened a nonprofit, Beauty Gives Back.
And as you mentioned, you have an incredible team, and you said that you just really use your gut to hire. So how can you advise our entrepreneurs watching and listening to get in touch with that gut to make sure they're making
Well, you said something interesting. You know, you can only give what you have. Mm-hmm. And so when you love yourself just enough to really believe in who you are and what you're willing and capable of putting out there, you'll see that in someone else. If you're in a dark place, you'll see that in someone else. So who are you and what are you about? And look for that in other people. So I look for that in other people, but I also say, oh, but you're also good at numbers. You're also good at sitting behind the computer. You're good at emails. You're good at this structure where I'm more like, let's make this happen. Let me get here. Let me go there. Let me, you know, find what you're good at, find what they're good at. And together it comes like, no one sent me to business school. I have three businesses, four. And I'm starting a company with my daughter right now, Live by Eden. And everyone's wanting jewelry. I do my passion and I bring the people in, and together it creates itself. So anyone who thinks that they can't open a business is absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. And you know what? No one said, here's your book, do it this way. Get in there, mix it up, see what happens, believe in yourself. You don't need to know the outcome.
So you are a good example yourself too of, I think, striking this nice balance of showing who you
Thank
are
you,
in your
by
business.
The way. Thank yeah. you.
So I think tell me how you do it and your philosophy.
It's in
it.
My life, because when I got sober, it was my sobriety. And I said, this was my time, my love story. Because every post I do, it's Eden's love story. And that means how much I'm going to share with you how I love myself today. And through this photo and this sort of verbiage of expression, this expression through the photo and the words that I choose, this is me and my love story. And so through that, I mean, sometimes people have to go back and read it over and over again to understand, but I think that people want to know you. People don't want to know my products that I sell at the salon. People want to know me and why I use the products at the salon. People want to see me doing Pilates to inspire them to say, she can do that? I can do that. Mm-hmm. People want to know, like, why I chose Lexi to run my studios and why she's an incredible instructor, and get to know who she is to be like, wait, I want to do what Lexi does. You know, it's all about who we are, and the and hopefully everyone comes from this place of teaching or giving and wanting to be part of that. Because, of course, we see a lot of, sorry, but it's true, self-centered, narcissistic people. But if you can come from this pure place of just sharing who you are and what you are and why, then it's everything.
Is there a place where you draw the line where you go, okay, I'm not going to share this part of my life, or I would never share this?
You know, maybe there should be. And a lot of people say, especially, you know, yeah, a lot of people say that there is. But no, this is my life. And first of all, if I have something to hide, why? And who am I to have to share anything just because I'm my father's daughter and because I happen to be on a show right now or I have all these businesses? And I know that, you know, there are people out there that they could target me, but this is my life.
And you share that life on a reality show. Oh, yes. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're not a housewife, but you are a friend of a lot of housewives.
I'm a domestic goddess.
You are a domestic goddess who also runs amazing businesses.
Yes.
So, wow. Was that a hard decision to make? And what did you think about when it came to your businesses as far as how being on this reality show would potentially affect them?
You know, again, it's really, I kind of step into the moment of opportunity. And if this opportunity is coming to me, I'm going to jump in there. I didn't really think like, oh, well, if I do this, then it's going to do this. And like, stop. Here's an opportunity. Are you going to take it? Yes or no? Yes, I'm going to take it.
Because you went with your gut.
And along the way, we'll see what happens, you know, and it's been a very interesting season. And I've learned a lot. And people like to keep me in a sort of a corner and letting people come at me. Well, that's not the woman I am. So I get to express it in other ways. Open your heart. Don't be afraid. Don't let other people's darkness bring you there. Shine. And if people are afraid of that, that's not my problem.
I love it. Shine on. You heard it from Ian Sassoon. You're amazing. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. CEO and founder of Eden by Ian Sassoon. And we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Earlier this month, we celebrated Independence Day. It's time for you to declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing, and start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. But the best part is that a portion of each Patriot Mobile member's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, you can enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for the summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait.
All right, let's pull up over here and drop a line. Are your feet wet?
My feet are wet.
Here's the drain plug. You put the plug in the drain, right? It's on the dock.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor. Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and I have two rock stars today. We've got Jeanne-Ann Grubbs and Abby Lewis Evans, co-founders of Our One Agency. Thanks so much for stopping by, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. So tell me, what is Our One Agency?
So basically, we're a new media marketing agency. So we came from the world of big branding, advertising, doing a little bit of everything, and branched off about a year ago.
and started something that's really tailored for advertising today and now in 2017. So we do a lot of social media marketing, influencer marketing is a big part of it, content production, strategy, branding, all that good stuff.
And this is the future of marketing. And yes, if you are an entrepreneur watching or listening and you're not incorporating this into your business yet, you probably should, right? Tell me a little bit about why this is so important, because it's the future.
Yeah, it's a lot of bigger agencies come from a world of more of the traditional form of advertising, mm-hmm, and it's really hard for them to just completely switch gears and focus on how quickly everything's changing. And I mean, there used to be, you know, five channels or five avenues that you would advertise on. It's like print, TV, maybe out of home. And then digital started coming in, and then social came in, and then influencer marketing came in, and just everything changed. So basically now there's millions of channels you can advertise on. So everyone is an outlet. So it's really just interesting getting brands to understand how to navigate that space and how to successfully do it, because it changes every day.
And I think it can feel very overwhelming for brands. It's like the wild, wild west. But at the same time, there's so much opportunity in the digital space that there wasn't in those other avenues.
Right.
And, you know, for example, you can measure performance and results a lot better online. Can you speak to that a little bit?
And the high frequency of everything going on today allows for, you know, on the fly optimization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can remain relevant through always turning and pivoting with either your audience or the relevant space that the world is in, you know, it's a better human to human connection that your brand can make with your consumers, instead of throwing out a TV ad and then just waiting for everything to trickle in.
It's definitely more real time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be like, we'll do it and we'll optimize and we'll get data learning later. But you can tell immediately now when you post something if it's doing well or not, because people gravitate towards it or they don't. And then if it's not doing well, you can take it down and optimize.
And they have the opportunity to react quickly, either via comments, engagements, you know, good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes less time and money to see what works. You can test something and put it out there.
Less money is key, because I think a lot of brands, smaller brands, so obviously the mega brands we work for and they have bigger budgets, but they're smaller startup brands too that don't have big budgets that we really, really, really encourage to play in this space.
It's because the playing field for them too.
Yeah, they can get so much for their money. So the ROI for, you could take a small brand and spend just a few thousand dollars on influencer marketing, but you're able to pick the most influential person, the most authentic person that is needed for that brand. And they're going to go so much further with that $2,000 than trying to play anywhere else where they're just blasting it out.
Yeah. And both of you have a marketing background. Can you each individually tell me a little bit about your history in this space?
Sure. It's been a shared journey, I'd say, of just big agency experience, both from the account service side of things, which is the liaison between creative, you know, in internal departments and your clients. So as that role, you know, having grown up in the ad world that we both did over the past, you know, decade plus, to age ourselves, we learned a little bit about everything, and seeing how it plays out from a strategy point of view in clients' reactions, their business needs, and learning how to curate a way to solve that business need, only knowing what the problem is. So being a solutions-oriented department.
Yeah, we actually both worked at the same ad agency back in Dallas. That was a digital interactive shop at the time in 2006 or something. And it was, it was like banner ads, right? So it was like the invention of like digital marketing. So that was kind of where I fell in love with the digital side. And then it's just so funny now, fast forward 10, 11 years where it is now. And then came out to LA, been at big agencies out here working on the big brands, like Abby was saying, on account strategy side and digital and social media. So we basically had that under our belts and knew that we saw an opportunity where the industry was moving to really try to start something that tailored specifically to where the industry was moving and get away from some of those more traditional agencies.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine in your industry and in a lot of industries, there's this constant push and pull between
traditional avenues, but then keeping up and evolving as well. So you obviously are evolving into the digital space, and you saw a trend and you acted on it. So what made you go, you know what, this is where it's going, and then I want to be a part of it?
For me, it was a couple years ago. I worked on a big Super Bowl campaign at the agency I was at. And influencer marketing was a big part of that campaign. And I realized with Super Bowl, people were spending so much money on to be, you know, their 60-second, 30-second spot in that. And then there's like kind of this whole other side that became equally in years to come more important than the actual 30-second, 60-second TV spot. And I was playing in that space and just seeing that it was, like you said, the Wild West, and there were so many opportunities to win the Super Bowl in that space. So I think in my background, of course, was always in social, and I just saw, I was like, it's only going to continue to be that path. And I really want to just like capitalize on it now and see what happens.
Totally.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, mine comes from just, I want to do something different every day, all the time, and have it always be so fresh. And that's just kind of where I was thriving in my, you know, joy and passion in what I was doing leading up to that, and the opportunity to do it all the time just sounded like, you know, heaven. So,
and work for ourselves.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Sure. You guys have been in business for what, a year?
1 year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about a year ago, is that when you
hit our heads and decided this was a good idea?
did you immediately quit your full-time jobs or did you kind of make the transition slowly?
Cold turkey.
Okay.
Band-aid right off.
Okay. So tell me about that. Let's go back to when you made the decision. How did you?
Hour one of hour one.
When you made the decision, what were some of those first steps you took? Maybe both mentally and literally.
Right. It was terrifying.
It was.
I mean, we had an opportunity to jump on, and, you know, it required us stepping out on our own, which was terrifying and exciting all at the same time. And so, I mean, you know, sometimes you just need those things to help you feel like there's a sign and that you should take advantage of it.
So what was the sign? What was the opportunity?
There was just a big project for us to work on that we could throw our hat in the ring as an agency of our own.
So, yeah, and it was, there was all these little moments along the way that were just like, every time I would go to bed at night and be like, this is crazy. I need to keep my job. It's super secure. My job's amazing. I love the team. I love what I do. And same with Abby. So it's like, I would wake up the next morning and something happened that would push us in that direction to do it. So it was just all these little mini signs of, you know, just things coming together or people coming on board to help us and say, I want to help you pitch this. And because I believe in this too. So every time like someone came on board and said, I'm in too, let's do this. It was just like
just confirmation.
Yeah. It was all these little things that just, and everyone I talked to in my network, every time I was like, this is crazy. People were like, you have to do this. It was just, we had so much support and so many people, you know, it's like pushing us over to that, knowing that we could, if we just didn't question it too much. And we didn't actually get that first project, which is funny because that it now looking back was a blessing in disguise. We were able to pivot and go for a lot of other types of work that we wouldn't have been able to. And so, you know, it's like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Perseverance is the name of the game.
Right? Perseverance.
So when that first project fell through, then what did you guys do?
You know, we just dusted ourselves off and thought, well, what are our dream accounts? What would we always say we wanted to work on, whether we got to or, you know, didn't get to in our former life now at the big agencies? Because we're past that now. And so what's our dream? What do we want to work on? Let's do it. Let's go after it. And we have and did, and we'll continue to.
Still doing. It was weird. It was a weird feeling because, you know, I think we, in my mind, it was like this or nothing. And so then when it didn't work, it was, we didn't have a backup. We weren't like, well, now. So it was that hustle mentality of like sink or swim. It's like, we've already created the name, the brand. We know what we stand for. We know what we want. We are to a point where, you know, we have a lot of great connections and network of people. So let's get out there and hustle. And that's just, I mean, it was literally sink or swim. We had gone to that point where the Band-Aid had been ripped off. So if we had kept our jobs and pitched that and didn't win it, the security blanket would have been our jobs and we would have just stayed. So it's good that
we missed out on everything that's happened in the last year, which has been a mix of, you know, terrifying and insecure with immense highs and pride.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Great story, ladies. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about their journey of making it in that first year and also influencer marketing, because they are experts in this area. So much more with the co-founders of One Hour Agency. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Remember, it's all about the customer. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. The customer is always right. You've heard that before. It's the backbone of customer service. But let's go beyond that. The customer is the backbone of your business. Happy customers buy more products, endorse your service, and most importantly, bring more customers by word of mouth recommendations. So how do you keep your customer happy and satisfied, returning over and over and giving you that personal endorsement? It's simple. Understand their needs, know them personally, and connect with them. Understanding their needs, put yourself in your customer's position to better understand your product, your service, and how to improve it. Know them personally, connect with them, talk to them, not at them, listen to them, and create real relationships. Know their birthdays even, and on that special day, send them a message. Remember, it's all about the customer, and they deserve the very best you have to offer. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
This is Business Rockstars. Rockstars.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter Rockstar.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. We've got two rock stars for you today. We've got Jean Ann Grubbs and Abby Lewis Evans, co-founders of Our One Agency. So we were talking about how you guys are experts in influencer marketing.
Yes.
So for those who this is brand new to them, explain what is influencer marketing, first of all.
Well, it basically came up, about 5 years ago, early beginnings, but over the last 2 years, it's just everywhere and all over the place. But it's taking influential people within their own perspective or own respective rights and avenues and areas and partnering with brands to kind of get a product out there and talk about a product that fits organically with what that influencer does. So it could be anything from fashions. I think one of the biggest categories.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fashion
makeup
influencers, but... but also it can be, education or science or
tech
or, someone that has a hobby or interest that they share. It can be collecting things or certain films or anything like that. And they become an advocate and a person that has credibility in what they're talking about.
Yeah, and they have a niche audience, which is a unique opportunity that didn't exist before, where you can connect with a very, very specific audience. Of course, the people that you want to be connecting with through the avenue of, like you said, somebody credible.
Yes.
So how do you determine whether or not somebody is an influencer or not?
Well, that depends on a few factors, and it's always a little bit different and takes a little bit of a different eye into it depending on what the brand wants out of it or if it's a specific reason for looking for this influencer. So you can find an influencer based on solely numbers. Maybe if you're looking for awareness within a certain audience, you can find an influencer more based on high engagement. If you are looking to maybe push a product or promote sales of something, just knowing that they have an audience that is actually not only watching what they do, but doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. What can a business realistically expect from doing influencer marketing? Is it more for awareness or is it more for sales or something else?
And awareness is great, but you can also get awareness on a much broader level. I mean, TV or something, a traditional forum. For this space, because, you're not buying impressions necessarily. What you're trying to do is make a really natural pairing. So if you're selling a beverage of some sort, find someone that, in what they create and in what they post that is works really naturally in. Or if it's if it's a tool and you're working with someone that is building things every single day, the tool brand should be working with that person because they're already using your products. And so for awareness, that's great because you can get that. But I think seeing the product in action and seeing the product and used how an average person would be using it is where brands are really going
to
win.
So you really have to strategically pick the influencer that you're going to work with, which I'm sure you help.
Yes, the identification process is the most important thing. So what we do is we look at the objectives of the brand, and we look at the product they're trying to get in the hands of consumers, and what they're trying to achieve. So their demographics, all of that, obviously part of the process of picking the right person. And then we find the most influential people that have that hit on those demographics and hit on, you know, something that doesn't feel like a departure for the brand, you know. So it's, again, something very seamless. You work it in.
Or the influencer.
Yeah, and fashion, I think, is a big part. You know, find someone that is just always giving style tips and things like that, and work in your product in that sort of way. You know, I think the forced ones can backfire. So if you're throwing something towards an audience that sees you just kind of, it's like sponsored posts, it just feels like you're not really
winning. It's not authentic, and that's really all you're going for with using influencer marketing, is an authenticity, right. A true fan of the brand using it that just so happens to have a ton of fans of themselves.
And we also try to find people that are advocates for the brand, so right. That the brand may not even know about. So we find someone that flies a certain airline all the time and vlogs every time they're getting on that airline and so excited to be on that airline. Mm-hmm. And we're like, there we go. You know, this airline needs to be working with this person, as opposed to finding someone that actually never flies their airline or something like that.
then it's just fake.
And then it's fake, and their audience doesn't care, and it doesn't work.
So how do you naturally create content to bridge that gap between the brand and the influencer?
We work with them because they're the best. They know their audience the best, so they are experts at knowing what works on their channel. So you have to listen to them and have to create how they want to create. The brand doesn't really get that. They can give do's and don'ts and some guidelines, but they can't really say, can you post this for me? And if you do that, you're basically just buying impressions. If the brand creates something, the influencer just posted, it's not a true, but it's not how it works best.
That's so true, because for some influencers, a still photo does great. Mm-hmm. Maybe a selfie does great. Mm-hmm. For some influencers, a video does better. Like, every influencer has a very different
audience. Speaking about a certain aspect of said product or brand, you know, in their own right, and just giving them that creative liberty is going to go so much further and in a natural way that the audience doesn't feel like they're being sold to, because I think that's the opposite of what they want, you know?
Right. Yeah. And you guys work a ton with social media, obviously, both with influencers and without. Is there something that you've learned when it comes to specifically marketing that does well versus doesn't do well?
It's so funny. There's like, if everyone thinks they have the secret sauce, right, to what shares or what goes viral or what works. And there are ways to know what, you know, there's analytics, there's data, there's things we can know for sure. It's like, we should be putting some money here and there and this place. But it's really, it's a test and learn space for sure. It's optimizing constantly and not getting disappointed when something doesn't perform well, because that's valuable information that we need to know.
Nothing's a failure if you learn from it, right?
I love it. And on that note, thank you so much. Congratulations on all of your successes and your first year of business.
I know.
For sharing the lessons learned. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Co-founders of Our One Agency, and we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
BizTalk Radio.